But Texas wasn't recruiting blacks at the time.
Well, Darrell was the last all-white team to win a national championship. He did that in 1963. Darrell started recruiting the black athletes in the early 70s. But he was doing under a quota system, recruiting only skilled athletes, the Earl Campbells. When I say skilled athletes, I'm talking about receivers, people that will touch the football and run with the football and make plays with the ball, probably better than the white athlete could at that time, still can today.
Jim McKenzie, 1 year, because he died at an early age.
Jim McKenzie died of a massive coronary in 1967. The date was August the 26th. I'll never forget that. He was going to Amarillo, Texas. He was going to see Monty Johnson, who is quarterback in Amarillo, Tascosa. Monty Johnson ended up going to Texas, transferred to Oklahoma, and ended up playing here. He played at Texas and played at Oklahoma. I think he's the only athlete to ever do that, to start at both schools. Jim McKenzie was in my office, and the last conversation I had with him was that afternoon, and then he got on private plane and flew to Amarillo, Tascosa, visited in Monty Johnson's home that night, and he came home and had a massive coronary in his home. I got a phone call that night from Ken Rawlinson, our trainer, and I knew when Kay answered the phone, something terrible had happened. Ken told me that Jim was dead and died of massive coronary. So I, Chuck Fairbanks, and Pat James all went to Sue's house, Jim McKenzie's wife's name, Sue, and we drove to their home about 12 o'clock at night and were there a couple hours.
Then Chuck Fairbanks becomes the head coach of Oklahoma football.
Chuck became the head coach in 1967. Chuck made me the offensive coordinator. I became assistant head coach and his offensive coordinator. We had some good players recruited. I've often regretted the fact Jim McKenzie missed out on this opportunity and never got to enjoy the success that he would have had and we had. We win the Big 8 Conference Championship first year under Chuck. In 1967, we had a very good football team. We end up going to the Orange Bowl. We defeat Tennessee in the Orange Bowl. We end up number two, number three in the nation. We were 10-1. The only game we lost was to a team we should have won. We missed a couple of field goals, dropped a pass in the end zone that would have defeated Texas. We lost to Texas 9-7, our only defeat. Probably, had we not lost that game, we would have won the national championship.
But under Chuck Fairbanks, you soon introduced the wishbone to the coaches.
Well, Texas, under Emory Ballard, their offensive coordinator, Darrell Royal, had believed strongly in the running game. Emory Ballard took a philosophy of a three-back offense that used the Houston veer. What Bill Yeoman was doing at Houston was running a unique blocking scheme and running a triple option of a two-back offense. Emory Ballard took three backs and did the same thing with the same blocking schemes, but he added the extra back, which gave you the extra blocker, because it was a three-back backfield instead of a two-back backfield. Darrell was having tremendous success. He was running up and down the field, scoring at will on people and rushing for tremendous amounts of yards. I knew that the talent we had on our football team was better than what Texas had. We had more speed. We had the black athlete. We had the Greg Pruitt. We had the Roy Bell. We had the Joe Wiley. We had Jack Mildren at quarterback. I knew that if we would change from the Houston veer, which we were struggling with, we would be able to have success. I was convinced of it, and I watched so much film of Texas, studied their offense. I knew that this was the right thing to do. I was an assistant head coach. I talked with the defense and the offensive staff, and they both agreed that they would support me in talking with Chuck about making this transition, this move.